BFM 89.9. Good morning. I'm Roshan Kunnison, and you're listening to Ringgit and Cents, the show that's all about personal finance. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the different elements of wealth planning and investment that can be very confusing. I'm sure many of us out there can get a little confused by the paradox of choices when it comes to putting our money to work. On top of that, we're going to talk about the different concerns that young people have. And to help me with this, in the studio today, I have Nirmala Subramaniam, who's the manager at the Financial Education Department of Agency Counseling dan Pengurusan Credit, otherwise known as AKPK. I also have Warren Mark, founder and managing director of TED Wealth PLT. Warren is also a certified financial planner. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Roshan. Hi, Warren.
Nirmala, let's start with you. Now, we've read plenty of reports of how young people are struggling to save. They've got all these different financial issues. Yes, there is the whole teasing of millennials when it comes to things like avocado toast and all of that. But there are a lot of millennials and young people who are just struggling to save money. What are your key concerns on behalf of AKPK?
Yeah, one of the key concerns is the lack of savings, actually, when we look at. We have seen our clients that who are coming to us with financial problems. Many of them get into problems because of emergencies. A simple emergency like car breakdown will lead to debt, the first debt they take probably, you know, in terms of, you know, I want to pay for the cost. But this is extra money. This is extra money that they don't have and they need to spend. And because they don't have the savings, they will lead to debt. And this one has to be paid also. And where are they going to look for that money? And that leads to another debt and another debt. So what we see is people kind of take debts to cover up debts. So it's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle that they begin at a very young age. And it's also a vicious cycle that they want to sustain their lifestyle. Lifestyle is another thing. The youngsters now have this disease where everyone is afraid of, we call it FOMO, the fear of missing out. You know, I want to be part of that. I watch on my social media. I see everybody's going on a holiday. Now, this is a trend. The moment the year starts, we get this calendar circulated among our WhatsApps and everything. Or when are the long public holidays coming? And everybody starts planning. It's not wrong. Yeah.
So that is really a key concern that you're seeing from yourself.
Yeah, we do see that to keep up with this lifestyle, they are losing on their savings. They are least concerned on their savings and they are starting to take debts to actually keep up with that lifestyle. So that's a key concern that we are worried of.
Yeah, that does sound very concerning because the fact that you're using essentially credit to cover more credit, it can lead you into a big hole.
Yeah, obviously, because it's a never-ending process. Mm-hmm. So when is it going to end? Because you're just young. As you grow older, your commitments are growing. So how are you going to sustain that commitments as well? So it accumulates to a stand that then they cannot afford to. That leads to more legal issues.
Yeah, and this has been brought up before by some of our other guests. They call it the emergency buffer fund.
Yes.
So even before you start investing, you've got to have money aside for emergencies.
Yes, that's the first pillar that you need to build. Get on your emergency savings. Have that buffer fund first. Then you will be moving on to the other investments pillar. So you have to sustain because you will never know what will happen. So you've got to have that reserve cash to cover up so that whatever that you invest for later is also, it's not disrupted. Because when we look at investment, we are looking at a longer term. So we don't want to disrupt that process. So you've got to cover on your emergency buffer fund first.
Okay. And Warren, let's get to you. You're a certified financial planner. Now, from your side, what are some of the key things we need to think about when it comes to money and financial planning? Because savings is just one part of it. What are the other things that we need to be looking at?
One thing is there's a lot of misunderstanding about money and finance. Of course, different generations should adapt differently because of the developments of the community and also the market. For example, what we always learn from our parents and even from school is that we should do saving, saving and saving. The more you save, the better you are. In the past, maybe yes, especially under a very low inflationary pressure environment, but currently we can see that we are facing quite a high level of inflation relative to our earning and also the increments. In the past, my parent generation or even my generation, we can work hard, get some salary bonus, and invest a little bit on like property and save the rest. And then this is one of the best ways to ensure that we have a good retirement. But for the new generation, especially the millennium and also the Gen Y, they cannot use the same formula. Mm-hmm. That means they cannot use the same old formula of working hard, get a paycheck, save your bonus, and buy maybe one or two property, and you're okay for the rest of your life and even for your retirement funds. Because of what? Because of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say something in my roadshow and talk, saying that the more money you save, the poorer you will be. Wow, everybody is like, are you kidding me? I learned from everybody else saying that we should save and save and save. Yes, no doubt we all have to save, but up to certain level, you can't save anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A general rule of thumb, you should save like up to like 3 to 6 months of our monthly salary as a contingency funds. But anything more than that, we should put it into proper investment. Because if we put more money in the saving account of FD, we actually don't really enjoy interest earned because of we may be enjoying negative interest. What is that negative interest? If the inflation rate is 3% and our saving is only 2 or 2.5%, that means every single day we are losing 0.5%. This is negative interest. So investment is a must on top of saving. Saving is only for us to save the contingency fund, but in order for us to achieve financial result and also prepare for retirement, investment is the key.
So those are the two key pillars of any financial plan, savings and investment. And I guess from what I'm hearing here, the priority is always first save your emergency buffer fund. And once you've done that, then you can look at investing. In fact, next week, I will be talking about general investing strategies, so you might want to tune into that. But in the meantime, all three of us are involved in an event next week, right? Anirmala, can you tell me a little bit about that?
It's about making millennials millionaire. Yeah, we all want to be millionaire, but this millionaire context is bigger than just in dollars or in ringgit that we are talking about. It's about building your wealth. And like what Warren shared earlier, you know, the youth now is different. What market they see is totally different than what it was 20 years back.
Mm-hmm.
We are exposed to new jargons and everybody wants to know what is crypto, what is blockchain, what is this and what is that. It's too wide and it's growing. In fact, it's growing wider with all this technology. So this event, we are doing it especially for the youth on the 13th of July. From 9 to 5 at Sasana Kijang Bank Negara. So those who are interested could actually get into our website at www.akpk.org.my and they could actually book the ticket. We have 7 speakers actually who's coming, and we have from the expert Warren who's going to share his tips about how do I retire early. We all want to do that, right? And we have properties experts there. Ayat Ishad, he's an expert in property. So we have different areas of expertise who's going to talk at the area. So it's too much for a day, actually, if you ask me. But at least that 20 or 30% of the questions that's been in your head can be answered. So we really hope that millennials will join us because we want all these millennials to start right. We don't want them to do the mistakes that maybe their parents did. And, you know, because as you mentioned, Warren and Roshan, investment is the key now. In fact, we tell people your savings account should be zero balance at the end of the month. It's only a transactional account.
Mm.
It's not for saving. Even for your emergency buffer fund, you should at least put it in FD. But your savings account is just a transactional account. So you should go for investments.
That is a very interesting concept, actually. And I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does. Because what's the point of keeping your money in your account where the returns in your saving account is far much more lower? It's not even 3%. It's far much more lower. It's only for transactional, actually. Yeah.
The idea that it's just a transactional holding account, with money to go in and out.
In to out when you're doing your expenses, you're paying for bills and everything. That's just transactional.
You're tuned in to Ringgit and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Roshan Kanisan, and in the studio with me today is Nirmala Subramaniam of AKPK and Warren Mark of TED Wealth. Now, in this second half, we're going to dive into the common mistakes that young people make. Warren, can you help us out there? What are you seeing young people do wrong?
Okay, one thing, maybe we can go back to saving first. A lot of people knows that we are supposed to save, so they do save. But the problem is they use the wrong method or strategy. A lot of people will only save after they spend. That means they get the paycheck, they spend. If they have any sense left, they will put into saving or FD. This is totally wrong. We are supposed to do the reverse. That means we should put 5 to 10% of our salary immediately transfer to the saving account. Yeah. And we should either survive or adapt to the 90% of our paycheck. That is the more effective, practical way.
That is exactly it. We hear this a lot also on Ringgit and Sense. In fact, one of our regular guests, Joyce Chua, calls it income minus savings equals your expenses. It also kind of frees you up. Like, so I personally do this where I've got that automatic transaction on the first of every month. The money goes into a separate account and immediately I don't have to worry about that, right? I don't have to worry about my savings not being kept up. What else are you seeing, Warren?
One thing, of course, maybe they are a more lucky generation because most of the thing is prepared by their parents. So they never have to worry about their so-called financial future. That means this do not trigger them to sit down and really think for their future and they fail to plan. That means they don't have a goal. They don't have an objective. They just live day by day very happy, go to work, get a paycheck, and just live paycheck by paycheck. This is a very, very big mistake because to them, they are the younger generation. What they have is they have time. Because to them, time is the most valuable asset for a younger generation. If they can start saving, investing right now, before their retirement, they can easily have 40 years. Just like what we know about this, compounding interest is one of the, they say it's the eighth wonder of the world.
Yep.
So compounding will work very, very well for the younger generation. If they can start today, it's very, very good. If they can start yesterday, it's even better.
That's the dream, isn't it? To start yesterday. Yes. That's always the thing we're looking at. But compounding interest, that is the key. And I don't want to make this sound like we are berating young people because this doesn't apply to everybody. I'm sure there are a lot of people who have their act together or some people who are partially relating to this. We're not saying that everyone ticks these boxes. It's maybe you have one part you're not doing. The point is to gain that awareness about where you are financially and then take the appropriate steps to move forward. And even if you take one or two things from this conversation, that's already a big step forward. Nirmala, what about you? What common mistakes do you see? And like we've talked about the savings already. Yeah. Aside from savings and investments, are you seeing any other mistakes, common mistakes?
Common mistakes that we see is, I would definitely agree with Warren, is on the planning. In terms of taking a debt, actually, when they were to take a debt, and some gets into the wrong impression of taking debts to invest. So that's another common mistake that we see. And you don't weigh the real actual returns that you're gaining. Mm-hmm. You just look, but you forgot that there's this cost that you're paying for your investment. So we always say normally you start off investments with, you got to see what is the actual return that you're getting. And is it really worthwhile and is it beating the inflation before you get yourself hooked with a debt to take? Because you see everybody doing investments and I don't have the capital, I don't have the cash. Is it okay for me to actually take this debt and do the investment? It's different from buying properties. That's different. But I'm talking about more investment in the share market or investment in... You got to understand the risk is higher there. So if you were to take a personal loans are pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to really weigh the consequences here. I like Warren when I attended one forum with him and he actually mentioned this word that invest in your knowledge first. Invest in the education of investment first before we actually step into it. So, and not everybody is doing that mistake. Some are not. But these are sometimes the minor things that they miss out to see.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when a lot of them are investing, I agree with you, Roshan, they are investing, but without a goal. They don't have the end in mind. I'm just doing it. So what is the ultimate amount that I want to hit? And what is the things that I want to accumulate and do all the way? So sometimes they invest, they save well, but then they go and do the purchase that's wrong, that's actually killed everything. So the planning is not there. The planning and the investment in knowledge is the key thing to that.
Yeah, and I always say that on this show. You have to start with a plan. I'm going to sound like a broken record at this point, but it comes down to that. If you are just putting money aside and not sure why you're doing it, you're not going to stick to that goal. But if you know why you're doing it, then you've got that motivation. You've got that, okay, I know why I'm doing this. Sometimes when we do things for the sake of doing them, we forget that there's an end goal or there's a greater good at heart.
Just to add on to that, we did a survey last year at AKPK among the working adults, and we found out that people with financial goals actually do better.
Mm-hmm.
So the survey actually proved that those who actually had a goal in their life actually proved to have better financial behaviors. So the goal is so important.
Yeah. And the other thing, I cannot emphasize this enough, is taking on debt when we want to invest. This is something that you really should avoid, especially when you go into equities markets because of how volatile they are. Now, Nirmala, you make a great point. Property is different because it's backed by an asset, right?
Yes.
And an asset that is unlikely to depreciate, right? As opposed to a car, whereas equities can go up and down in a blink of an eye.
Exactly.
And if the bank comes to collect, you've got nothing to back that up. It's very, very risky.
Yes.
But even if you're going to buy property, you have to be sure that your cash flow in the longer term is sustainable. Don't over-leverage yourself because you are feeling FOMO when it comes to property investment, because it can tank you.
Yeah, I come to this. I also want to cite a similar example. A lot of people think that if I invest in the stock market, if I buy blue chip, I'm fine. Two things. One thing is, maybe when you buy this blue chip, the price is already overvalued. So you have to make sure when you buy blue chip, it have to be undervalued.
Mm-hmm.
If I borrow the theory used by Warren Buffett, it's called the margin of safety. But if you borrow money to fund this, like margin account and all this, you have to keep on funding it. You have to keep on giving out interest to own this margin account.
Whenever you invest, make sure you have the budget for it. Don't overestimate how much you can invest, and then you find yourself not being able to meet your monthly commitments, because then you're going to have to exit the market maybe at a loss, and that is going to be worse. Whatever you do, you have to be sustainable. And yes, this is a lot, and it's a lot to take in, but remember, baby steps. Whatever you can take from this episode, take it, apply it, and maybe revisit again 1, 2 months, 3 months, something like that. And for general investing strategies, tune in next week at 9:30. Warren, what are some of the investment areas you're paying attention to?
Actually, a lot of people, when they come to investment, they focus on what? Returns, returns, and more returns. Based on my professional trading experience, because I was a trader in two banks, we don't focus on returns. Making money is a given. That is a must for us to get our paycheck, salary, or even stay in the trading room. If you're not good, within 1 or 2 years, you will be out of the trading world because you are hired to make money. Instead, our immediate focus is risk management. That means before we open up any new position, we have to know, can we afford to have this new position? What is the risk versus return potential? And if I want to start this new position, where is my cut loss? That means our immediate focus is not how much we can make, but how much we can lose. Why? Because all trader, professional trader, they are given a loss limit. The loss limits could be by month, by year. If we burst our loss limit, we are not losing the position alone. We are losing our job in the company. So to us, risk control is the most important thing that we focus on. And because of market have only three scenarios, either you lose money, make money, and break even. If we can manage the losing opportunities or losing risk, then the balance is only break even or make money. So to us, it's very easy. Once we manage the risk, the rest will be break even and make money. But the problem is, most people in the market, they do the opposite. They focus on how much money they can make, but they neglected the loss-making side. That means they don't even know where is the proper cut loss? They don't even know whether they're overbought based on their financial well-being or not.
Okay, and are you looking at any asset classes at this point? Anything popping to you?
Okay, for long-term, always a must is, for example, even you talk about property, of course, our younger generation may not have that big amount to even put down the 10% deposit. But there's one very good type of investment vehicle listed in Bursa Malaysia, which is the Real Estate Investment Trust. Because Real Estate Investment Trust is actually a trust and the underlying is property. But again, not all real estate investment trusts is the same. You have to choose those you are familiar. You know that going forward, this type of trust, this company may not go south. Yeah, so you have to choose. But REITs will be one of the focus in my portfolio.
And my favorite thing about REITs is that it is essentially a diversified property portfolio. The problem is if we buy individual properties, the risk is it's all concentrated in one place and there's no liquidity. On that note, we've gone quite far and wide in this conversation. So let's bring it back home. What are your key messages for this episode, Nirmala?
The whole thing is about investment. So please start investing and don't wait for tomorrow. And there's no such thing. Every time you say, I'll wait for this funds and that funds. But do it now and invest in the education before you actually put in your money. So do join us for Making Millennials Millionaire on the 13th July. Do contact us at www.akpk.org.my to gain that knowledge first. And I hope that, you know, all the youth can actually start investing that day.
Warren, what about you?
To me, I want to give a reminder to everyone out there, especially the younger generations. Investment is no longer an option. It's a necessity. It's a must.
Thank you so much, Warren. Thank you so much, Nirmala. And my message to all of you is this. Tune in to Ringgit & Sense every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Hopefully, we help you along your longer-term financial journey. Today, I was speaking to Nirmala Subramaniam, manager at the Financial Education Department for the Agency Counseling and Pengurusan Credit, AKPK. And I was speaking to Warren Mark, founder and managing director of TED Wealth PLT. Warren is also a certified financial planner. This was Ringgit & Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Up next is the 10 a.m. news bulletin and then Enterprise. BFM 89.9.